take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. What's your earliest recollection? Chances are you can't think of anything offhand. But one man I put this question to replied, being always hungry. Well, I thought that was a pretty good answer. It's a problem that almost every child has to face, and a problem that many mothers are constantly trying to overcome. Now, this isn't really a problem at all. Thousands of mothers have solved it simply and easily by giving their youngsters plenty of Horlicks tablets to take to school. These tablets are the self-same ones that office and factory workers use to keep their hunger satisfied and to keep going at top speed. The same ones that athletes and sportsmen carry around to replace used-up energy. Give your youngsters Horlicks tablets. They'll love them, both the natural and the chocolate flavors. And Horlicks will do them a world of good. And remember, they don't spoil appetites. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's an important announcement regarding change in schedule of the Lum and Abner program. So many of you have requested it that new coast stations have been added and the time of the broadcast changed. Beginning next Monday, October 21st, your old friends Lum and Abner will come to you in person at 8:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be sure and check your local newspaper for the new schedule and the additional stations. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. The only chance Lum has to clear himself of the charges he faces for violation of the Blue Sky Law in connection with the sale of fraudulent stock in the silver mine he assisted Squire Skimp in promoting is to produce the Squire in time for the trial. He learned day before yesterday that Squire is now in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and had planned to make a trip there to bring him back to Pine Ridge. However, his bondsman refused to let him leave town. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Grandpappy Spears over at Lum's house discussing the affair. Listen.
Well, Lum, where in the world did you ever get the idea Squire's in Tulsa anyway? Why, he wrote a letter to Miss Kemp the other day, and when he come in down there at the post office, Dick Huddleston seen it and brought it over here and showed it to me. Had right up in the corner of the envelope to Mrs. Skimp from M.K. Skimp, care of General Delivery, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, I'll be dogged. What all did he have to say in the letter?
Oh, I never got to read it. I tried to get Dick to let me open it up and see what she said, but he said that'd be against the law to do that, contaminating with the mails or something like that.
Uh-huh. Maybe Miss Skimp would tell you what he had to say.
Well, I sort of hate to ask her that. Might be something personal. I found out where he's at. That's all I wanted to know anyway. And if you fellas had left me alone yesterday, I'd have been over there in Tulsa by this time. More than likely done had him catched and on his way back to Pine Ridge.
Well, don't blame me about that, Lum. It was them other bondsmen that never wanted you to leave town. I knowed you'd come back.
Why, of course I'd have come back. If I was going to try to skip my bond, I wouldn't have told everybody I was leaving. I'd have just slipped off.
And that's what I tried to tell him, but Uncle Henry Lunsford said he was on your bond for $500, and he'd just rather not take him chances.
Yeah, I sort of figured he's the one that's causing the trouble. Which now he hadn't even signed the bond.
Well, if he hadn't, he'd still been laying over in jail.
Well, if I can't get over in Tulsa and find Squire Skimp and get him back over here before my trial comes up, I'll be in jail about 10 or 15 years anyway, according to what the judge says. Well, there comes Abner about that.
Yeah.
No, sir, if I can't get Squire back in time for that trial, they're going to send me to the penitentiary just short as I'm a-setting here. And if they do, them bondsmen that kept me from going after him is responsible for it. Wait a minute. Come in. Yeah, come in, Abner.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, Abner.
How was business today?
Oh, done pretty good today, Lum. Say, I seen Uncle Henry Lunsford a while ago, Lum. He's just worried to death. Feared you're going to run off, and he'll have to pay off his part of that bond that he signed to get you out of jail.
Yeah, I know. Well, he needn't to worry now, and I ain't going to leave town long as he feels that way about it, no way.
Well, now, you better. If it's me, I'd go anyway, regardless of what they said. If you don't get that Squire Skimp back before your trial comes up, you're a gone goose.
Hey, what's the matter with you going, Abner?
Huh? Going where?
I'm going over to Tulsa and catching Squire and fetching him back here.
Well, I don't know.
Wait a minute. I grant you that ain't a bad idea, Grandpap.
Sure, Abner's a constable, and he's the one supposed to go out and catch a criminal.
Why, sure he is. Why didn't we think of that before?
Well, now, wait a minute. I ain't said I'd go, Lum.
You've got to go. That's part of your duties as constable.
You mean for me to go over there?
Just go over there and find Squire and arrest him and bring him back here.
What if he won't come, though?
Why, slip a pair of handcuffs on him, march him down the train, he'll have to come along with you.
Yeah, but what if he won't let me put the handcuffs on him?
Just get him for resisting the officer.
And what if he tries to start a fire?
You ain't scared of Squire, are you?
Why, of course not. I don't think I am. I'm just thinking of all the what ifs I can.
Thinking of what?
Thinking of all the what ifs I can. What if he does this and what if he don't?
Oh, well, he ain't gonna do nothing. I'll get out a warrant for his arrest, and you can get on that train tonight and head for Tulsa.
I dog it, I'll do it, Lum. He can't bluff me out, and I'll learn him to resist the officer.
Well, he ain't resisting you. He'll more than likely come right on back with you peaceful as a lamb.
Well, that's better. I guess he seen that I meant business. I'll just call Elizabeth up right this minute and tell her to get my duds packed.
Well, good for you. I'll get that warrant drawn up right now. Wait a minute, so it might be best for Aunt Pat if you was to swear out the warrant.
Me?
Yeah, it wouldn't look right, me being a guest of the peace, drawing it up and swearing it out both.
I know that I'll show that Squire can approve the law around here. Hello, Elizabeth. I mean, hello, Elizabeth. This is Abner. Why, yes, honey, I wanted to get you to pack my valise. I'm going to Tulsa, Oklahoma to bring Squire Skimp back here. Huh?
Just sign your name right now.
Why not?
Yeah.
Well, I've got to, though. Got to get him back here in time for Lum's trial.
You just go ahead and fill it out.
Well, if he can't go, Elizabeth, the fella that signed his bond won't let him leave town. Well, I won't be gone but just 2 or 3 days.
Today's Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Well, honey, yeah, but if I... Uh-huh. Well, all right, honey. Well, I said all right. Yes, Mom. All right. All right. Yes, honey, all right. Goodbye. Well, let's settle that, I reckon.
What's the matter?
Why, Elizabeth says I can't go.
Well, what's she got to do with it? She ain't a constable.
No, but when she said I can't go, well, there ain't no use to argue with her. And she just set her foot right down and said I wasn't going to Tulsa.
There's a fine constable. Has to call up his wife and ask her whenever he wants to go out and catch a criminal.
That's a fine howdy-do, I must say. Now, you just keep your mouth out of this, Grandpa.
Next time you run for office, I'll just tell everybody about this, too.
Yeah, about one more crack out of you and you won't tell nobody nothing. I'll take you down there and throw you in jail and throw the key away.
You'd have to ask Elizabeth first, though.
Now, mind out what you say now, Grandpa. Don't go too far with your thoughts.
Cut out the arguing. Cut it out. I'll spawn. Here I am trying to figure out some way to keep myself out of the penitentiary, and all you two does is argue.
Well, now, he can't sit there and say sit you that about me.
Wait a minute. Be quiet. Somebody there at the door. Come in. Come in. Well, howdy, Dick.
Yeah, howdy, Dick.
Yeah, hello there, Richard.
Yeah, what's all the loud talk about in here?
Oh, Grandpap and Abner arguing with one another, trying to start a rooker.
Yeah, well, I wanted Abner to go over to Tulsa and bring Squire Skimp back over here for the trial. And Abner had to call up his woman to find out if he could go, and she wouldn't let him. Now, that blame you, Grandpap.
Yeah, just quiet yourself down, Abner.
Well, I don't think it'll be necessary for anybody to go from here, Lum. I was just thinking a while ago, why don't you just call up the chief police over there and get him to catch Squire?
The trouble is, though, the chief of police over there don't even know Squire.
Well, you can give him a description of him. He could come a whole lot nearer find him than anyone you fellas could. You wouldn't know where to look after you got over there.
No, I ain't never been there.
Yeah, see there, Grandpap, you ain't so smart after all.
I just
catch up. Save you railroad fare and expenses over there.
Yeah, if he'll do it.
Well, he'll do it. He'll get out a warrant for Squire's arrest.
Well, I just a minute ago started to make one out. Here. Granny's, I believe that's a good idea, Dick.
Yeah, I'd call him up and get him started on Tolum before Squire finds out you're looking for him and pulls out of there.
You mean call him up on the telephone?
Sure, a long distance. You can explain it to him better on the phone.
Well, I don't even know his name or telephone ring.
Well, no, just call up the central girl in there at the county seat and tell her to get you the chief of police of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here, wait a minute. I'll put in the call for him.
Yeah, I wish you would, Dick. I don't know what I'd do if I never had you to lean again in time of trouble this way.
I bound you, Elizabeth, had this all figured out. She knowed there weren't no use for me to go. I never sassed her back none, did I?
No, I can tell you that.
Hello?
All that was all right.
This is Dick Huddleston out of Pine Ridge.
Yes, honey, no.
I want to put in a call for the chief of police at Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'll pay it here.
Yeah, tell her to put it on my phone.
Oh, that's all right, ma'am. You can find out what they didn't pay me for.
Dolly, that's the wonderfulest thing I ever seen. Yes, thanks. Tell it and sit right here and talk to somebody clean over in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yes, a handy thing at all.
I'm going to have to back down on what I used to say about it. I believe the telephone is here to stay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Wouldn't be surprised.
Just a minute. Here.
Yeah, much obliged.
Hello?
Is this the chief of police?
That's what he's calling.
This is Lum Edwards, Justice of the Peace at Pine Ridge.
I don't know he'd get that
in. Lum Edwards. No, Lum. No, L like in Lum. U-M. Yeah.
U like in Lum, too.
Why, I'm sending you a warrant for a fellow over there, and I just thought I'd call you up so you could be on the lookout for him. Well, he looks a whole lot like Clabe Abernathy, except he's a heap fatter, of course.
Well, he doesn't know Clabe Abernathy, Lum.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know Luther Phillips?
No, of course he does.
Huh?
No, we don't know nobody, hardly.
No, the name of the fella that we want ain't Clabe Abernathy. It's Squire Skimp I want you to find. No, no, I'm Lum Edwards. I know where I'm at. Well, see, my name is Clabe Lum Edwards, and I'm trying to locate Luther, Squire Phillips, Skimp. I wish he'd learn how to talk over a telephone. Hello? Hello? And then he's, I believe he's hung up on me.
Well, now the Squire is located, Lum seems to be having a hard time bringing him back to Pine Ridge. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I especially want everyone to hear what Mrs. Louis C. Kedry of New Orleans, Louisiana, writes to tell us. She says,
I always keep a large jar of Horlick's malted milk tablets in my refrigerator, and the children are privileged to enjoy a reasonable amount of them at any time. The lunch tablets are looked upon as candy by the children and as a healthful food by me, so that I'm always glad for them to have some. Lately, I have introduced a small flask of tablets to my husband, and he now keeps them in his desk at the office to tide over a delayed or forgotten luncheon.
Mrs. Kedry is certainly on the right track, all right. Every child enjoys Horlick's tablets, and these tablets certainly do wonders for the youngsters. And don't forget, they're equally fine for golfers, motorists, athletes, busy housewives and shoppers, not to mention office and factory workers. They keep you on the go, satisfy hunger without spoiling appetite. They can be bought in both natural and chocolate flavors, you know, whichever you prefer. And don't forget that new coast stations have been added and the time of this program changed. Beginning next Monday, October 21st, your old friends Lum and Abner will come to you in person at 8:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Be sure and check your local newspaper for the new schedule and the additional stations. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horley, who now bid you all goodbye until tomorrow at the same time.